I'm Deborah J.M. Smith. This is InformingChristians.com. A while back, I had an opportunity to speak with a man named James David Manning. He likes to refer to himself as Honorable, Reverend, and Doctor, none of which has he ever proven to be. I heard some a little more lighter audio of his distaste for Barack Obama, his distaste for people playing the race card, and at first I thought he was funny about Obama, and I thought he was making some points, some good points about people who go overboard playing the race card. But then I started noticing other things, and so I did a search on him. I found his website, Atla World Missionary Church. What I heard is an opportunist. What I heard is a man who's using his own race and who's using Christianity. And I find it hard to believe that he is a real Christian, but nonetheless, what he's doing is simply wrong. And to go after an entire race the way that he's going so far overboard, it's beyond trying to help his race. It's beyond trying to help the races come together. It's an out-and-out attack on his own race. So I'm going to play this audio from the questions that I was able to ask him, and I'll talk a little bit afterwards. Here it is.
I am Deborah J.M. Smith of InformingChristians.com. Hello, Mr. Manning. How are you tonight?
Just fine. How are you?
Very well. Thank you. I'd like to begin with a question that pertains to a post that is on your website that speaks of a vision that appears to be the setting of that which you do. The statement speaking of the vision goes as follows, quote, "Our mission was given immediate focus on the 14th of September, 1991, when the Lord Jesus Christ in a vision during prayer instructed Pastor Manning to change the name of Harlem, the world's most famous ghetto, from Harlem to Atla, all the land anointed holy, to empower a people who sat in darkness to become a light to all the world," end quote. Mr. Manning, the Mormon Church, as well as other places, claim that God is still speaking to them, even though Scripture is clear that anyone who adds to the prophecy is accursed. How do you see yourself as any different from Joseph Smith, who claimed that Jesus spoke to him in a vision?
Well, I see myself like my grandmama when she said, "Son, I prayed, and the Lord told me to take these $2 and go to the store and buy some potatoes and rice and feed y'all children till your mama can get back here." I see it when Reverend McCormick, a Methodist preacher down in North Carolina, the Max Chapel Methodist Church, said that the Lord showed him, and he was in prayer this morning, and God talked to him. I see it when Dr. Martin Luther King says that the Lord is with him, and he's been to the mountaintop, and he's seen the promised land. That's how I see my relationship and my talking to the Lord. Now, you can talk about Joseph Smith all you want, but I'll tell you, if God doesn't talk to anybody, then all these people out here praying been lying on God up and down Main Street. The Lord is still in the talking business. His hands, his arms are not too short that he can't reach, and his ears are not too heavy that he cannot hear. And amen, and boom shakalaka goes right there.
Do you still say that you had a vision?
Oh, I had. I still have. The present tense. Yes, I do.
Okay.
Of course I do.
I believe God when God says not to add to the prophecy. My other question.
What prophecy are you talking about? What prophecy are you talking about? What prophecy is to say God shouldn't add? What scripture do you find that in? I don't know that scripture. What scripture do you find that in?
It's in Revelation, not to add to the prophecy.
I'm not adding to that prophecy.
Well, you're claiming that you saw a vision, that you saw Jesus in a vision talking to you.
Oh, absolutely.
But I do have another question. I also noticed that you charged $12 for a pamphlet titled A Focus on Purgatory pamphlet. The false teaching of purgatory is one way that the Roman Catholic Church has earned money. Do you see yourself as different than or the same as the RCC on this issue?
No, I see myself with Paul, who says that when the Lord returns, that those who are dead in Christ shall rise first, and those of us who are yet alive in 1 Thessalonians 4:17 shall be caught up in the air to meet him. I see that same scripture when Jesus gave up the ghost on the cross of Calvary on Good Friday, and he cried out, "Father, it's finished," that the dead saints got up out of the grave and began to walk around Jerusalem, indicating that they had not gone to heaven. I see when John saw and went, and when Jesus went down into the pit of hell, as Peter talked and preached to those captives that were in hell but not in heaven yet. I see those incidents of people who are not. Jesus said, "I'm going to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." At present, people are still waiting on the resurrection.
I see scripture as saying to be out of the body is to be with the Lord for believers, and that all the scripture that you just quoted, I'll be happy to address on my show because you are taking it all out of context. I do have another question for you, Mr. Manning. I have listened to several of your online videos. In one video, you are heard blaming your past behavior that falls short on your color of your skin, saying, quote, "I was a black man then," end quote. Mr. Manning, do you still feel this way? Or do you now take responsibility for your past behavior?
Oh, that was responsibility. I was behaving like a typical black man, and that is taking responsibility for the things I did. When I realized that the behavior, the mindset, the culture of black people is wrong, I was following the traditional footsteps of black men running off, leaving their children, deserting themselves, using drugs. That was typical black man. I'm not that kind of a man anymore. I'm saved. I'm a Christian now. Hello?
Are you a black man?
No, I'm not. Don't call me that. I'm a Christian.
So you're not in the black race?
No, I'm not. I'm a Christian. I've said it three times. How many times do you want me to say it?
So do you feel that
I'm a Christian. I don't identify with black African American. I am a Christian. Now, you can call me black because
what race are you?
Excuse me?
What race are you?
I'm a Christian.
Do you feel that blacks cannot be Christian?
Oh, sure. Blacks can get converted and get saved. But once you get saved,
are they still black?
Well, once you become a Christian, I think you put away old things. All things that are old, you put them away, and you look forward to the things that are new. I'm a new man in Christ Jesus. I'm a Christian, saved, washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Can a person still be white?
Well, I think if you can't be black and be a Christian, I think it's going to be impossible to be white. I think when we're Christians, that is our ultimate calling. Now, was I born black, or if you want to identify me as that? Yes. Can a white person be born white? Yes. But can we also be born again? That's what Jesus talks about, that we should be. I've been born again. I used to be black, but now I'm a Christian.
Do you feel that one has to give up their race in order to be a Christian? Do you feel that's part of it? Is that what you're saying?
You know, Paul the Apostle said this. He was a Jew, a very wealthy one, and he had a dual citizenship of being a Jew and a Roman, which was fairly powerful for his day. And he was not only was he a Jew, but he was a Jew of a very special tribe, a small group called Benjamin. And these were generally the richest of all the Jews of the 12 tribes. But you know what Paul said when Jesus met him on the Damascus Road? Paul said, I count all that stuff as being a Jew, all that stuff as being a Benjaminite, as doo-doo. That I have found Christ, I am a new man in Christ. And if you don't mind, I'd like to quote the same thing for James David Manning. I count being black and being an African-American as doo-doo now that I've found Christ.
Paul was speaking spiritually Jewish. He was not speaking a race.
Well, honey, I'm speaking spiritually, too. My skin
no,
is still brown.
No, black is a race. It's not a spiritual faith belief. It is a race.
Jewish is a race, too.
Your hair. Just like
Jewish
is
a race, too.
The color of your hair. Well, yes, but that's not how Paul was meaning it. Paul was meaning spiritually. I have another question for you. You state on another video that blacks need a new leader. Is it your goal to be that leader?
Absolutely not. I certainly don't want to be the leader of black folk. You know, I was preaching just tonight in our Bible study, and I had spent some time at the altar praying and, again, talking to the Lord, which is prohibited with you, but let me express it. I was talking to the Lord about the problem with people in general, and black people more specifically, in terms of leadership, and I explained to the Lord how difficult black people are. They're just... When you look at the past 400 years that blacks have been here in America and really have not advanced very far, when you compare them to other peoples on the planet or in America in general. You look at the continent of Africa, it's probably the least desirable place on the planet to live. Even South America with its jungles, the Amazon, is still a much better, much more refined planet than Africa. Africa's full of drought. There are very few houses in Africa built in the last 2,000 years by Africans over two stories high. Africans just don't build great ships. They don't build automobiles. They don't build bridges. They don't do very much. They are very difficult. And when you come to them and try to tell them that you've got a God problem, white man is not your problem. You need to turn to God. If God wants to make you the head and not the tail, you surely will be. Nobody can hold you down if God is with you. And these black people don't want to hear that. All they want to say is that the white man is holding us down. But I was telling the Lord, you know, this is a very difficult job working with black people. But God said, not nearly as difficult as working with Moses. Young lady, whoever you are, you know, the Jews were so bad as a people that God himself lost his temper. Now, I know y'all don't believe this, but God lost his temper and was getting ready to go down there and kill every one of them Jews. He got so ticked off with them because he was trying to get them to a promised land. He was trying to show them they could be a great people. He was trying to show them he was with them, but they wouldn't hear him. Moses lost his opportunity to get into the promised land fooling around with them Jews. They were so bad. And I was telling God, black people are as bad. And the Lord said, no, they're not. They're okay. They're not quite as bad. So, no, I don't want to be their leader. I don't want those kinds of headaches.
Okay, let's go back to the beginning of this, where we were talking about that he claims he had a vision and saw Jesus and that Jesus told him what to do. Everything that God said is already written, and in Revelations God says, do not add to the prophecy of this book. Some people want to try and say that's just talking about Revelations until you stop and think the name of the title of that section of the book, that was put there by man. That was not put there by God. When God refers to the book, he's meaning the entire Word of God. God is not meaning just that last little part. So if someone says that God said this or God said that, it better be in the Bible. Now, does God still answer prayers? Of course he does. But he's not going to give us any new revelation. He's not going to give us any new prophecy. Does he lead us? Absolutely. God leads us in a plain path. He leads his children in a plain path. So we can say we felt it on our heart to do this or to do that. But we need to know that everything is lined up with the Word of God. The other part, it was purgatory. When Jesus went to what was known as Abraham's bosom, or the good side of hell, to preach to those people there, Jesus hadn't risen from the dead yet. And he had just died. So before he died, okay, everyone who loved the Lord and sought to follow the Lord, they went to a place called Abraham's bosom, or the good side of hell. Jesus went there to preach to them, but we have to remember, they died before he died for all of our sins. So yes, there was this type of holding place until Jesus died for their sins. They had to wait. They had to wait somewhere until he did die for their sins, for all of our sins. Now, in the New Testament for believers, it is written to be out of the body is to be with the Lord. Will there be a physical body raising in the end? Absolutely. It speaks in the Bible of the physical body is just coming right up out. You see, the scripture says to be out of the body is to be with the Lord. Now, then there was the part where I questioned him about, does he take responsibility for his past? Because when you listen to some of his videos on his website, he speaks of some illegal activity in his past, and that, and he'll say that was when he was a black man, and that he's not a black man anymore. So my question was, you know, does he still feel that way, or does he now take responsibility for his actions? You see, it wasn't his skin color that caused him to do those things. Now, I understand that, you know, there are some people who are raised being told that somehow life was harder on them because of their circumstances, could be their skin color or their amount of money they earn or whatever. I realize that. I get that. But people are raised in those conditions all the time and do not necessarily do illegal activity. It was very clear that he somehow thinks it was his skin color that caused him to do that. And it's wrong in the sense that, number one, he blames his skin color for what he did. And number two, he now denies being black as if somehow being a race is wrong once you're born again. Being born again is a spiritual birth. It's not a physical birth. We are still physically what we were born. We were born white or black or brown or red or yellow. Then there is the spiritual part that is at war with the flesh, yes, but not the color of the flesh, not the race of the flesh. At the end, we see that he lies about God, that he claims that God spoke ill of blacks and Jews with him. I'm Deborah J. M. Smith. This is InformingChristians.com, also known as DeborahJMSmith.com. Thank you for listening.